Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Have you ever experienced that horrible feeling of being underfueled in some way? Maybe it's the 75th minute of a grueling match and you can feel that horrible building tension in your hamstring. You just know the cramp is coming. Maybe it's race day and you're most of the way into your race when your decision to skip breakfast, you just feel so sick on race day morning, but that decision is coming back to haunt you. Your legs feel like lead. Your thoughts are becoming increasingly muddy. If you've been there, you know that underfueling leads to burnout. And in some ways, it's possible for something similar to happen in the Christian life. As we seek to live lives that honour God, we too can underfuel and burn out. Key question then, what is it that keeps us going as we seek to live for Jesus in our sports? In the first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul goes to great lengths to explore the wonderful truths of the gospel. In chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, the climax of that exploration is the idea that even as Christ sits in heaven, so we are sat with him. In the first half of this chapter, Paul explained how the gospel brings wonderful unity across great differences. That is why Paul talks about every family in heaven and on earth. Because one of the wonderful truths of the gospel is that God isn't God of just one group of people, but the whole world. From chapter 4, Paul is going to explore what it means to live in light of the gospel. But before he does that, he pauses here to kneel and to pray for the Ephesian church that they would sit in strength. Paul prays that God will strengthen them with power. He is praying that they won't be underfueled as they seek to live in light of the gospel. And notice what the fuel is. It is the Spirit of Christ dwelling in their hearts. In other words, there's no special formula, no set prayer or style of worship or Bible reading plan that is going to fuel the Christian life. In fact, there's nothing that they're going to be able to do to fuel it themselves. Instead, as Paul prays for them, it is all the work of God that empowers them to live like this, rooted and established in love. It is God's word, God's power through his Spirit, that helps them to grasp the wonderful truths of the gospel, to understand just how thoroughly Christ has loved them. Such love, it is wide and long and high and deep. It is beyond comprehension. That means that this fuel never runs out. See, in sport, we're always at risk of burning out. We're always at risk of underfueling. And in a way, the same is true in the Christian life. If we try and keep going in our own strength, then we'll run out of fuel in no time. So easy to fall into the cycle of, I just need to try a bit harder. I just need to spend a bit more time in prayer and with my Bible open. I just need to follow these 5 steps. But as Christians, no matter how badly we mess up, no matter how far we feel we've drifted from the love of Christ, we need to know that there is a never-ending fuel supply as God works in us by the power of the Holy Spirit to point us to what Christ has done. When we fail, it's not a case of pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and back to the grind. But drink deeply from the never-ending fountain of grace. Look in the mirror and remember who you now are and from whom your strength now comes. Oh, what love, what a glorious gospel, what a wonderful Saviour. Take time to pray for yourself, just as Paul prays for the church in Ephesus. Pray that he would strengthen you with power so that you might know Christ who dwells in you. Pray that he would work in you so that you would grasp just how thoroughly Christ has loved you, that you might go in his strength and not your own. Pray for opportunities to share the wonderful love of Christ with your teammates, that they might recognize that the strength and power that you draw on to live differently is utterly supernatural. Pray that they might grasp how thoroughly Christ has loved them, that they might believe the gospel for themselves.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.